98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
7:22 on Friday morning, and the lovely Jess is in for Rebecca this morning. Jess, how are you?
Good morning.
Have you ever done a class in Perpetua? If that's not too personal a question.
I actually don't believe in fitness.
I don't believe in fitness. Well, I did my first class in Perpetua last week called Tread and Shred. And Tread, I didn't know, is short for treadmill. And shred is, I don't know, probably the pain I'm still feeling 8 days later. I'm in bits after it. It was really good, but it was extremely intense. And I went from doing nothing to doing more than I should have done.
Nothing good comes from exercising.
Okay,
keep
fair enough.
People.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind. Well, if you are into fitness and you do believe in it, Perpetua are opening a new location. So we heard them teasing this earlier in the week. So they're already at they're at Windmill Lane over near the Docklands, and they are up past Doolally, up kind of where what was that really good bar that used to be there that moved to Phibsborough? The Bernard Shaw, thank you. It's they've won up there, so they've revealed where the third location is going to be, and it's Wilton Park, which is the fanciest park I have ever been. I only went the other week.
I have seen this. Yes,
it's along the canal opposite kind of the Mespel Hotel. It's insanely posh.
This is somewhere I could actually go because it is so lovely. Just for that, I'm thinking maybe.
Yes.
Maybe it could be the time for fitness.
Maybe she's going to believe in fitness. So Perpetua have confirmed they're opening at Wilton Park. And they're also, now also, if you don't believe in the fitness, if you believe in the baked goods, there's also a Scale Bakery opening right beside it.
So that's where I'll be.
It's either the treadmill or a croissant. It's one or the other. Everyone's covered.
That's where you'll find me.
And it's coming in the next few months, I do believe.
And my worst nightmare is coming to life.
What is it?
The hay fever season.
Oh, do you suffer?
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Are you flat out in the Telfast?
It is painful. Okay. Painful.
Yeah.
So after the washout the past few days, it means hay fever season is coming as a result. Households around Ireland are being urged to keep their windows and doors closed. That feels a bit drastic. Just close the doors.
Close the doors.
Yeah, no, it feels a bit drastic. But anyway, that's what's being recommended between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Particularly
specific hours.
Yes, there is. So set your alarms between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. because
close the windows.
You may be attacked by hay fever, particularly if it's dry or windy. So the HSE recommends.
Sorry, this is HSE advice.
They will be going around. No, I'm only joking.
Guys, have you heard of modern medicine?
Just get yourself an antihistamine. But look, maybe you don't. Maybe you want to go the natural way.
Maybe,
just keep
maybe
the doors,
you do.
The windows closed.
Bit of Vaseline under the nose, under the nostrils, and close the windows.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little.
Okay, it is time for Little Wins. Did you enjoy that jingle, Jess?
I really did enjoy that, yeah. I want to add that to my playlist.
You were sharing in your Little Wins by the bucket load this morning. Here's Will.
Morning, lads. How's the form? Happy Friday to everybody. My little win this morning was put on a pair of jeans that I had on last Friday and I found 20 quid in the back pocket. So here's my lunch for today. Happy Friday, everyone.
Go on, Will.
I love
a random 20 euro. Thanks very much. Chloe's been on.
My little win is I booked my flight for my summer holiday.
Chloe. Oh, that's the thing to do, especially like the last day or two. It has been a bit rainy again.
Chloe kind of sounds like she deserves it.
Yeah, Chloe, fair play to you. We love that for you. Adele's in Finglas.
Good morning, guys. My little win is I'm off this morning because it's my birthday weekend. My birthday tomorrow night, my birthday party. I can't wait. Roll on tomorrow.
Adele, happy birthday.
The birthdays are rolling out
today. They are. It's mine
you
on Sunday.
Adele, Michelangelo.
Yeah. Michelangelo, it was his birthday today.
551 years
ago.
Yeah.
Leia is in Dublin 10.
Hello, my name is Leila, and my little win is that I don't have any homework for a month.
Leila, did you say for a month? Hold on.
Hello, my name is Leila, and my little win is that I don't have any homework for a month.
I think it might be for a month.
A month?
Leila, if that's for a month, that's incredible. Suzanne's in Marino.
Good morning. Our little win is we're on our school bus now and we are off on Monday. Yay!
Go on. Off on Monday. Kirsty's in Ballymun.
My little win today is that it's Friday and I have 4 days off and then I'm going to Amsterdam. Love the show, guys.
Thank you, Kirsty. That's a double little win. 4 days off and Amsterdam.
And going to Amsterdam. Incredible. I'm jealous of
Yeah, same. Yeah. Here's Rona.
Good morning and happy Friday. The sun's shining. It's frosty, but it's Friday. My little win is I am going to see a new Peaky Blinder movie tomorrow with my husband and I cannot wait to see it.
Oh, it looks so good, Rona. Have a ball. Adam is in Stamullen.
Good morning, 98 FM. My little win is that I am going to Smith's after school because I've been good. And my little brother, Alfie, has just started walking. Have a great day.
Oh, Alfie's just started walking. Oh my God, Adam, you've been brilliant.
I feel like our little win was getting to hear Adam's voice out today.
Yeah, Adam, you're a great big brother and enjoy Smith's later on. That's very exciting. We have another Chloe.
Morning. My little win is I'm on the M50 on the way to work and there's no traffic. And it's Friday. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend.
Love that, Chloe. Pamela's been on.
My little win is that my dog was sick most of the week.
Oh, no.
And I got up this morning and she did scutter all over the floor. So it's actually a big win.
Pamela, thank you for that. 7:50 in the morning. Delighted for you. And Danny is in Balbriggan.
Hello, 98FM. My little win is I'm 4 years old and I already have an inhaler and I take it so good.
Oh, Danny! Good boy taking your inhaler. You're so good.
What a little legend.
Lads, thank you so much for all of your little wins this morning. Danny, Pamela, Chloe, Adam, Rona, Kirsty, Suzanne, Layla, Adele, Chloe and Will. We're sending you all IMC Cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A brand new game.
My first time playing it.
How will this go?
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new game of Matchy Matchy. In case you missed it, we had a win this week. Myself and Killian managed to match three words and he won himself an incredible haul of prizes.
I saw this on Instagram and the reaction was insane.
But see, the thing is, Jess, and people are like, oh my God, like you overreact. But it's, we play this 5 times a week and for the most part, it can be for months on end, we'll just hear that, no, you haven't won.
Fair.
So when you hear that, it's a win, that noise just sends you bouncing around the studio. You'll see it on 98FM's Instagram.
It's made me kind of nervous. I'm like, I feel like there's so much at stake here with this game this morning.
This is Jess's first time to play Matchy Matchy. And this is a brand new game. This is the first time we're playing since we've had a win. So we've got a brand new prize. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
It's time for a new prize on Matchy Matchy.
And you're off to the kitchen with this brand new air fryer.
Cook your favourite meal in minutes.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
An air fryer is the new prize in Matchy Matchy. Have you got an air fryer, Jess?
I love the air fryer. Don't ask me to turn on the oven.
Okay.
It's the air fryer.
It's the air fryer only. Karen is in Tala. You're on 98FM. Karen, how are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Karen.
Morning.
Karen, who have you got with you this morning?
I have my little daughter, Erin, with me. And we're just pottering around the house before we go to crash.
Oh, you and Erin pottering around the house. And I believe that you were nominated for playing Matchy Matchy by somebody else.
Yes, my son, Killian. he had a great idea of entering me yesterday and I got a text.
Oh, fair play. Go on, Killian. And where's Killian this morning?
Killian's on his way to school with his daddy, Robert. School.
Okay, great. And do you think they might be listening if they can at the moment?
Oh, they're definitely, and I'm sure they're laughing too.
Okay,
so.
Well, good morning to Killian listening this morning. Karen, it's the first game of Matchy Matchy at the start of a brand new run. Who would you like to play with this morning, myself or Jess?
I'd like Jess.
Jess, go on. Off you go,
Karen.
To the soundproof booth. Here we go now. Off you pop. This is very exciting for Jess, who's never got to play Matchy Matchy before. Okay, Karen, down to business. Your first word this morning is tattoo.
Tattoo piece.
Tattoo piece. Your second word is bread.
Roll.
And your third word is station.
Wagon.
Station wagon. Okay, you're saying tattoo piece, bread roll, and station wagon. Do you think Killian's roaring in the car at the moment?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are roaring. I don't think any of them make sense.
Karen, are we locking them in?
Yeah, you may as well.
We may as well. Okay, here we go. We're locking them in and Killian's roaring at the radio. We're getting Jess back in from the soundproof booth. How was that trip?
Oh my God, it was incredible.
Very glamorous, isn't it?
Getting to see the 90 FM studios.
Wow. Okay, let's try and get you a matchy-matchy with Karen in Tala this morning.
I'm so nervous.
Just say the first word that comes into your head, okay? So your first word is tattoo.
Studio.
Your second word is bread.
Bread. Bread pan?
Bread pan. And your third word is station.
Stationary? You can it be...
You can do, yeah, you can. Is that what you want to do?
Station... Oh, that's all I can think of. This is so stressful.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Karen in Tala this morning? This morning, guys, but I love that you got to play, Jess. After tattoo, Karen said tattoo piece, bread roll, and station wagon.
You know what, Karen?
None
of them. I genuinely could not think
of
anything.
It's really hard on the spot, isn't it?
Well, it was so hard.
The bread threw me, Karen. What was
roll. Yeah, bread roll is a great one. I don't know what I would have said. Tattoo piece. I mean, it is a piece.
No, well, I'm a tattoo person.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I work in the tattoo. So I would have said tattoo studio instinctively. Yeah. That would have been the first thing.
Is tattoo pen a thing?
No.
No, grand.
No, you will be. You will be disowned.
Okay. Well, I've been disowned. Karen, sorry we didn't do it this morning, but thank you for playing Matchy Matchy. Good morning to Killian. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Karen. Have a lovely weekend. We'll play again Monday morning. If you would like to have a go at Matchy Matchy, we'd love to have you on.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Guys, Crufts is on the telly. And I was at home yesterday afternoon and I stumbled upon it on Channel 4 and I was like, I'm absolutely sitting down for an hour and a half and watching this.
Hang on now. Hang on. Stumbled across it. Or was it?
No, I did stumble across it. I had forgotten that it was on. I knew it was this weekend. I didn't realise it started on Thursday. It's obviously, it's a dog show in England every year. It's on Channel 4 from yesterday until I think Sunday. Claudia Winkleman has joined the presenting team and she is in her element. Like she is as excited as I would be if I got to do that job. I'm just obsessed with dogs. I was watching them do, and I don't know the technical names for these things, but basically these sheepdogs raced, I don't know what they were, had to like, the speed they were running at, grab a tennis ball, jump their paws off the wall and then run back again. Like, what? So fast.
So every time I watch these, I don't watch Crufts, but like I see it on, of course, on TikTok because when it's happening, all these videos are going up. How did they train them to do that?
I don't know. A lot of treats, I would imagine.
Like,
I don't know.
Came up with the way of going, I'm going to train this dog to jump up against a wall.
And like the way they
ball.
Do the assault courses, like they're in and out of the poles, going through like tunnels, up over jumps. Like they are...
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating. Yeah. But it got me thinking this morning, you know, there is a dog that's going to win Crufts, but if your dog could get an award for anything... For anything at all, for whether be it good, bad, or indifferent, what would your dog's gold star be for? What is your dog winning gold for? Do you have any example?
Yeah, farting.
Okay.
Yes, the gold. If there was something higher than gold, they would win that.
Really?
Yes.
Are they both bad?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
yeah. So they love.
Do they react after they do it, or they let on like nothing's happened?
No, they're just like, I just farted.
Have
deal
that,
with it.
There you go.
Smell it.
Yeah. My mom's dog, Millie, would win an award for refusing to go outside in the rain. She cannot stand the rain. To the point that like she won't even go for a wee. She'll just hold it until it's not raining outside.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, no, she won't go outside
in
the rain.
She wouldn't pee in the house?
She wouldn't pee in the house, so she'll hold it. And we'll be like, you need to go outside. And she's like, nah, it's not happening.
To be fair, that's quite impressive within itself.
Yeah, she wouldn't go in the house, no. But yeah, if Millie was to win an award, it would be for refusing to go outside in the rain. And your dogs would be for...
Farting.
We'd love to know this morning, if your dog is going to win an award, what would it be for? Good, bad, indifferent? Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
So we were talking about Crufts. It's
yes,
on the telly.
It is.
Yes, and there's over 18,500 dogs
What, taking part in
from golf? Across the globe.
Stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like that.
Sorry, that's so many.
I'm like,
so
that a
many
typo?
Dogs. 18,500.
Like, so it must be a thing where they go through maybe a, like the X Factor.
Yeah, basically, yeah. You're so through to judges' houses. Woof.
And it's on the telly. We were talking about what your dog would get an award for. So I was saying mine would get an award for farting.
Yeah.
And Brendan, you were saying that your dog would get an award for...
Yeah, refusing to wet in the rain. She just will not set a paw outside the door if it's raining.
Yeah.
Here's Jane.
My dog, Charlie, would win an award for being a drama queen. He has to be prescribed in Xanax to go and get his nails cut. Not only that, if you're crossing at traffic lights and the green man beeps, he starts howling like a banshee and everybody is staring at you, wondering, is the dog okay?
Lesson.
And then the rest of the time, he spends his life pretending he's a blanket.
He's living on his nerves, Jane. God love him.
My God. Yes.
Here's Patrick.
Hi, guys. Patrick here, speaking on behalf of Hammy, your official mascot.
Oh, Hammy.
He would win at Crufts the challenge of who can burst a ball the quickest. I think his record is maybe 30 seconds.
Patrick, stop it. Hammy is producer Russell and Patrick's dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's he do? Destroying balls?
He just bursts a ball every time he gets one.
Oh, yeah. So you need to get one of those. You know the...
I think they've done that.
You're a bit late with that advice.
I think they've done that. Here's Siobhan.
Good morning. I just sent you a photo there of our gorgeous Doberman Floki. He would win for eating absolutely everything. We only got him last year. After 3 weeks, he decides to swallow a sock. So
oh, no.
Very expensive trip to the vet. You cannot leave anything down. Remote controlled, your mouse off your computer, your coat, your sock, anything, he will eat and take a chase around the kitchen island. So, yeah, that's our lovely Floki.
Have to fish that back out. I'd say now it wasn't too pleasant.
Oh, God.
Here's Audrey.
Hi, Jess and Brendan. Audrey here. I am on about my dog, Axel. He would win the award for portraying himself as the most persecuted, unloved, neglected dog on the planet when it couldn't be further from the truth.
Now,
he's like one of my children, and he makes his presence known 24/7 and demands attention 24/7. So yeah, he's an Oscar winner.
That is hilarious.
This is actually my friend's mom.
Is
I recognize
it?
Her voice straight
hilarious.
Up. And I have met Axel. I actually call him Rocco.
Okay.
Because I just thought that was his name for like a year. So my friend actually just gave up correcting me and just accepted that his name
poor
was
dog
Rocco.
Is a complex. Here's Mandy.
Hi, this is Mandy and Lorcan here. We wanted to put in that our dog Tiny, who is 16 years old, a little Jack Russell, would definitely get an award for being able to, even though he's blind and deaf, open our fridge, open our oven, and open our presses to get in and get food. We literally have to put chairs and locks on them all in order to stop him. So I think he definitely deserves an award for doing that at 16 years of age.
At 16 years of age as well. Incredible
that
stuff.
Incredible.
Here's James.
Good morning, guys. I have a beautiful little fluffy French bulldog by the name of Hector. And he would win a gold medal for being the best humper.
Oh.
He will get the couch cushions. He will get blankets. He will get your legs. And we've even got reports from the dog minder when he's out when we're on holidays. So, yeah, Hector the humper, we call him in our house.
James, thank you so much for sharing that with the group this morning. Incredible stuff. I love the awards all of your dogs would win. And enjoy Crufts if you're watching it over the weekend. Get up! 98 FM.
With Rebecca and Brendan.